This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Jury selection is to begin Monday in the Philadelphia murder case against abortionist Kermit Gosnell, whose squalid house of horrors, abortion clinic, and callous, almost flippant attitude toward his macabre abortion practices shocked the nation. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says the Gosnell case is a watershed moment for the issue of abortion. He says the discovery of Gosnell's practices shed light on an abortion industry run amok. Reggie Littlejohn of Women's Rights Without Frontiers is countering rumors that China's one-child policy might be reviewed. She says instead that the Communist Party there is simply considering moving the policy's administration from China's Family Planning Agency into the Ministry of Health. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 40 Days for Life is the vigil outside abortion clinics and prayer around the world to bring an end to abortion. There may not be major networks covering this story yet. However, a local TV station in Montana covered the 40 Days for Life campaign in Livingston. The story quoted one pro-life activist as saying that they are always praying for the staff of the abortion business and noted that small numbers of pro-life demonstrators are nevertheless always outside the local abortion business there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.